And we're back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. I am Kimpton Bryan with Rod Schreckengaus and Monique Donnelly. And we're also, we're blessed, and my goodness, I just feel all jittery about John and Mariana today with this Exposed segment. It seems like there's a battle going on. It's like Rod wants to hear some controversy, I think. So we're going to get into why Exposed, you guys. Those listeners on Worship Factory, get connected on worshipfactory.net. And why our Exposed segment, and why we decided, or why God's called on these two guys' heart about what Worship Factory's Exposed is. What the heck is that?
Well, first of all, I would just like to start off by saying that from now on, it's going to be a little different around here.
Watch out.
I'm changing things.
I'm making some changes.
They said, John, we need to do something with Exposed. It's kind of boring. I said, well, for starters, you know, Kempton and Rod are in there, and that was probably the problem. And I understand that. It is what it is, as the good cliche goes.
I've raised him for years, though he's not mine.
And it worked out. That's right. I still haven't met my father.
Well, you will someday.
So we were thinking of ideas, and Mariana says, John, how about we pick a topic? And I said, that's a great idea. How about
pocket topics.
Exactly. And I said, well, I
pocket
said,
pocket topics.
I said, let's discuss sex. And she said, no, which wasn't really.
That's
didn't
a
work
topic.
Out.
I
it
had
didn't
to turn
work out.
Down. Sorry,
yeah.
John.
Yeah. And, and honestly, I get that a lot. So it works. Anyway.
That's a good thing.
So we're taking the reins on this thing, and we're going to actually discuss stuff that our age group, not the Stone Age group, likes to discuss. And let's just get into it. You can get on Worship Factory, send us messages, give us topics that
go
you
on
want
exposed.
Us to. Yeah, go on Exposed. Don't get exposed. I showed up here one time. I
was like, no, it's not that.
Completely the wrong thing. You know, if I tell
just
people.
That's what we call the show.
Yeah,
my eyes.
Yeah, no, take no. Oh, I can't see.
I feel like a fisherman. You have to reel them back in every now and then. It's like they get way out there, and you're like going, oh, that's right. Why we don't have an exposed
yeah,
segment.
See, they said, take the leash, and I said, let's yes.
No, they asked
they
for
took
it.
The floaties off, and now we're on our own.
That's right.
That's
right. We are swimming.
Floaties off.
I don't know if we're drowning yet, but.
So we'll give little introduction here, okay? I'm John Bryan, you know, from Indiana, so I'm a Midwesterner. And Mariana's the smart one between the two of us.
She speaks four languages,
four languages.
Who does that?
Learns useless information.
Who speaks four languages? Yeah.
Reads
spend
books.
Way too much
she's
time
a
at
geek.
The library.
She is. So, and then me, I do stuff that's actually fun. So that's that's the two of us.
Like Nintendo all day long.
Exactly. I Call of Duty it up. I kill for Jesus, and that's I don't recommend that even in the virtual world. But
oh my goodness.
Oh my god.
Something I want to discuss, a topic that is very out there with my age group, is I grew up playing football and playing sports and baseball, and you know, it wasn't a everybody gets a medal. It was a if you weren't good, you didn't make the team. And I think a lot of Christians need to start kind of looking at it that way. Instead of being that seventh or eighth place Christian of, hey, yeah, I got a medal, I did this, but yet you go home and you look at porn, or you go home and it's like you're not a first place you're not on the podium, people. You know, you're not actually you're getting people lapping you.
And, you don't get a prize just for participating.
Yeah, and I think that's something we need to discuss is you have to actually try your best to get those medals, to be something.
So you're talking about being all in or all out. You're
okay,
not talking about
no
second
joke,
best.
Just this morning in my devotions, it was all about faith without works is dead. And I think that totally goes with what you're saying is you can talk the Christian talk and kind of look like a Christian, but if you're hiding things, if you're right. not stepping up and listening for God's voice and what are you going to do and how are you going to serve God – faith without works is dead.
And I think there's always that little voice in your head that sort of goes, I'm not sure if I should be doing this. I don't know if this is what God wants me to do. And a lot of people ignore that and sort of kind of just push it to the back burner and kind of go, you know, I don't know. It's too hard for me to give this up. It's too hard for me to not look at porn. It's too hard for me to not whatever. But yeah, definitely.
And it's easy. Can I just say, sin is easy and sin is fun. It just is.
It is fun.
It's hard to do the right thing.
Yes,
it's
I would
fun.
Agree.
It's
I would
fun
agree.
To party.
Yeah.
It's fun to do a whole bunch of stuff. It's fun to get wasted and wake up at your friend's house and you know,
don't know how you got there.
But sin always leads to death, people.
Yeah.
I know from experience. It's just,
We are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. And this is our Exposed segment with John and Mariana. I am Kempton with Rod and Monique. You know, so much of what you're saying is very true. But I think that, you know, what we're talking about is leaving you with the Holy – the Bible says you're leaving with the Holy Spirit, which is the Comforter. And I think that that's really what we're being convicted by. I mean, people go and they take that for granted often, and it's like God left us a Comforter to basically be able to be there for our source and realize that we're wrong or we're right. And
right, and always you know. Turn to Him and not, you know, drugs or alcohol or – even
promiscuous sex,
yeah,
or whatever,
or people, right. Or validation from people. You know, yeah, Jesus is always the answer. I'm actually in a 12-step program right now with codependency, and every time somebody gives a testimony, the answer is always Jesus. The answer is, I don't care if their testimony is about drugs. I don't care if their testimony was about pornography. I don't care if it's about, you know, same-sex attraction. Everybody who gets up to give their testimony has the same answer. The answer to our issues is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, so what is that, you know, you guys talk about Exposed and why, you know, when you got started, John, and what it is out there. What is your plans? I mean, I'd like to love to know more, or at least the listener know more about what the plans are in your hearts for Worship Factory and Worship Factory Exposed. What are your and Marianne's plans for the future?
Well, I think what we're really excited about is that we want to start getting in people's faces and get some more interaction about people our age, about what they want to hear, what they want to talk about, and start getting involved. You know, if there's a project that you're really interested in and you need people and you need resources and you want to get out there and just do it, go on worshipfactory.net, go on our Exposed page, write to us. If there's a topic that's really been troubling you, you know, if you want to keep it anonymous, that's cool too.
Well, and you know, even today, our guests, when they were sharing their story, they came to a point in their lives, and I see Exposed, you guys are at an age where you're on the dawn of great things, and Satan is very aware of that. And right now, your age group, he wants to just come in and pluck you up and destroy the plans that God has for you. And I think this section is vital to this program because young listeners need to hear that their faith is being tested. And we want to encourage you to keep going on with those creative plans that God has for you and for those that vision and that calling that God has on your life. Don't give up. Don't give in to those drugs, sex, alcohol, all that stuff. Because it's temporary stuff that's going to veer you off. Like we just heard from Jerry McLean. You know, it's you want to be cool. You want to fit in and take those drugs. But it's hard to do the right thing.
Not even that either. But I have to say, like, from experience, I've smoked pot before. And I have to say, though, that...
You did what?
Oh. Yes.
Honesty.
No. You know what? Let's be honest. Why not? Let's totally be honest.
Yeah.
That's where we grow.
That's
it's
where Exposed comes.
It's totally where we grow. And I have to say, though, it's the sort of thing where... I totally lost what I was saying. But
well, because Satan comes in and he deceives.
Right.
He thinks just...
I think that's the pot.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right.
When did she actually smoke it? We're going to start doing drug tests right before the show from now on.
Well, Mariana and I had a conversation not too long ago about the gray areas.
Yeah, because we all know the big ones, like no to drugs, no to this, no to that. There's the small stuff, too, where you're kind of like, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, and that verse that we were talking about is how Paul says, for me, everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You know, everything I can do, but, you know, as long as, you know, but I will not be controlled by anything.
Right.
The only thing that should be controlling us is the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And so when we delve into those gray areas, it can get tricky sometimes because...
Yeah.
And I would even challenge people who are in kind of gray areas, if you're testing to see if you have an issue with or struggling with something, resist from it for 2 weeks. If you can't,
if it's controlling you.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Step off for 2 weeks. If you if you can't live without it for 2 weeks, then you're headed in the wrong direction.
Yeah. Definitely.
Another thing, also look at your support group as far as it's around you. You know, often we're also persuaded or whatever by our group around us often. So I think that we also have to look at ourselves and sort of look for a group that can support us that are not doing the other side of it. You know, often if you're hanging out with the wrong crowd, as I used to say, as far as that goes, you probably need to change your way of hanging. So I think that's really interesting. But we've all been through those challenges, and it is okay. You may be out there as a listener, and and you may be going, okay, you know what, I've done this, or I've smoked pot, or I've done drugs, or whatever it is. The reality is Jesus Christ is an answer. He is the answer for sure. And through your walk, you're going to find that all those other things is just trials and tribulations that you're going through in this world and this earth. And there is another way to live your life. And there is victory as far as that goes.
There
is. We're here to support you at worshipfactory.net. Get connected. Get online. Get connected for sure. Ask these two John and Mariano questions if you'd like within the Exposed segment. It's very important to us to be able to be a hands and feet for you guys out there too, as far as or a voice maybe through Christ to basically allow you to have a place to be able to share those concerns, because it's okay. What you're doing is okay. There is an answer to it, and we're here to help you.
And God always meets us where we're at. I mean, whether we're hanging out with stars or making a really bad choice in a gray area, God is always going to meet us where we're at. I see that hand, John.
You see I'm raising my hand.
Yes. Mrs. Miller.
I got to go. No, what I want to say that's very important is our generation is changing the world. We are going to change, and what our decisions that we make now is going to not only affect our future, but everybody's future that is around us,
as well as our social security.
Yeah.
So no, that's already gone. That's a different.
Sorry.
Well, we've had a really good time today, obviously, with our guests Jerry and Suzanne McClain. Pick up their book out there. It's on Amazon.com. It is Happy Days and
Dark Nights.
And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA FM. Stay tuned. Stay connected. Get connected. Go online again, worshipfactory.net. This is Kempton Bryan. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah.
See ya. Peace out.